Hello and welcome to Peace Builder Podcast.
Alright.
Hi.
Right, so that was Jake Brown. Well, Balloon.
The second one in.
It's taking Harry's place of kind of ruining the intro.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
We usually leave that to Harry, but he's away.
So we've got Jake Brown here today as a guest. Well, maybe a permanent member. We're just going to see how this podcast goes. And we'll also... yes.
Is this like the League of Nations, like, four permanent members?
Yeah.
And then Jake's going to portray us for...
Me and Caden are obviously Britain and France, who stay in it all the time.
That's a bit hard.
You're joined, though, like, so it's actual four. Because Harry, you can't forget Harry. One, two, three, four. I would say you and... You and Caden are Peace Be the Wally.
I'd say Harry was Japan.
Yeah, but I'm not, like,
going to betray
you. Italian. You're maybe Russian.
Actually.
Russian. You betray us, but actually...
I'm alright.
You come back. Although you're a communist fucker.
I'm not a communist, though.
And he's a Christian as well.
Yeah, he's a Christian out of us.
Yeah, I'm a Christian. Which is kind of ironic in this sort of thing, because, yeah, I'm a communist, apparently. I think I'm the world's first ever communist Christian. You've seen it here. You've seen it here, folks.
That's a copyright disclaimer, guys. No other Christian communists allowed.
Yeah. I'm the one and only.
The one and only. Jake's Brown.
Yeah, Jake's Brown. That's what his dad calls me, so he's just stuck now as Jake's Brown.
Tom, I want you to call him Jake's Brown from now on.
For life, even though I'll probably never see him at school, because you're off to Franklin?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll see you there.
Muggy!
That was a bit bad.
It still pot sort of pick you up then, Jake.
I've got a question for you, Jake.
Well,
how would you break an awkward silence?
Yeah, come on, Jake. That's a good question.
Because we just had one, I thought.
Well,
this is awkward.
Yeah.
Doing that.
Well, that would make the situation that tiny bit more awkward.
That's what I love about it. So, right,
awkward.
Today, right, I was thinking... Right, because you know, everyone, like, you know, who's seen, you know, programmes and that, and they've, you know, the futuristic side of things have all been, like, flying cars and that, and, like, hover boards and all that. Do you think we'll actually get that, like, one day? What are you doing, Tom?
Don't worry about him. It's just been an idiot. So, hang on, what are you on about? No one heard what you said.
Right.
Hang on, say the question again. We'll start from the beginning.
How was that ever related to what I just said?
I know.
How would you break an awkward silence?
Right, I remember now, right? So we went through an awkward silence.
Changed
so,
the conversation.
Hang on, that would make the conversation even more awkward. Go.
Right, so what I did was, I just went, right, so today... I was thinking, my mum was in the car, she was driving. I was thinking...
What are you thinking?
Yeah, I was thinking that. Actually, it turns out I was thinking...
Alright.
That... Because you know, in like, you know, futuristic films and that, they all have like hoverboards and, you know...
Like Back to the Future, like.
Yeah, yeah. But like...
With the door.
Back to the Future, where they have hoverboards and floating cars and stuff, that was actually this year.
They don't actually have floating cars. It just teleports to the future when you hit miles an hour.
Well, no, they do have floating cars in the future. But that's like this year. So I'm just wondering, like, when will we actually get that?
Actually, this is very interesting. I read this in English.
Really?
In America somewhere, I don't really care.
There's
a $1 billion investment in a ghost town.
A ghost town?
Yeah, no one lives there. But... they're testing it for future things like a self-flushing toilet or a self-driving car.
Self-flipping pancakes, like...
I think we're not ever going to... It's probably going to turn out to that film Wall-E, like, where everyone just gets too fat to, like, walk, so what's going to be like...
Yeah.
Flipping pancakes, that's a bit...
A tad excessive, yeah. I'm sure we can flick the wrist.
And there's some people who can't do it and it ends up falling out on the floor. That won't happen ever again.
If you get technical difficulties, which everything has...
Yeah.
You know,
let's face it, nothing's going to be perfect, is it?
Well, they could flip the pancake onto your plate.
Oh.
That's
fatty
just
eggs. So I press a button.
Unethical.
I know, but like, how is it unethical?
I don't know.
Alright, fair enough. I'm just it's unethical to pin case.
It's an argument on like every case. I'm gonna have to explain it now.
Do you like that page?
No, I haven't. It's a suggestive post.
Oh, right.
And
oh,
it also right. says like oh, page up there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, did you see that? Did you see that?
It was dead good.
Did you, no.
For you guys.
Did you, no.
Alright, yeah.
Did you actually watch it last night?
No, I didn't watch it. I saw it on this.
I watched it last
night.
Oh,
it was.
The actual life. It was Zimmer and Jaden. And then Carlton comes on that.
Giving it a whole
special. Special French
print. Anyway.
Yeah. Copyright disclaimer.
Yeah.
Right.
Endorsement.
So yeah. Yesterday, guys, if you didn't know, it was our last day at education.
Yeah.
Or high school or secondary school, if you're English.
For the Americas.
We finish in year 11. Obviously, we go in years. Americans and other
the grades and
grades. If when was in year 11, I do not know what grade that equals
don't
to.
Don't ask, because you're not going to get an answer.
Yeah.
Is it numbers grades or is it
grade
letters?
One? No. Yeah. It's numbers and numbers. Yeah.
Third grade and stuff.
Yeah,
isn't
yeah
it?
That's it. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So basically, on the last day of our school, we get to all like dress up and stuff. And we all went, me and Jake went as spaceman with another Grace. Friend. We looked cool. Yeah. Tommy, I went in a very funny costume, we went as a road cone.
I said traffic cone, but apparently it's not. It's not. They're blue.
And the dangle from no traffic lights, apparently.
It makes no difference, to be honest. It's like, to be honest, a traffic cone is like an accessory.
A traffic
a
cone
light.
Is one of those blue ones which go with the blue fences. They stop traffic. Hey, look, come on, traffic jam, come on, lads. A road cone says, "Oh,
hang on.
We've got some builders going on here, like drilling with the drill, sinking the rad."
See,
traffic cone, mugged.
Type in road cone, see what comes up.
It's not even a blue one there.
Type in road cone, see if a blue one comes up.
Yeah, the plan was like I came in as like a road cone on my own, but then turns out there were two
it's
people
no
with the exact same costumes to me, so I thought I'd just hang around with them all day. Like,
alright, Sam Baker.
I didn't stick. No name dropping.
Jake
Sam,
Brown.
Not Baker. Baker.
Baker
it's a
Sam.
And.
Well done.
X-Nay on the Acre Bay.
Oh,
that
cool.
Isn't that what you are?
Yeah!
I saw that, I just laughed. There's the bloke in it, he looks so funny, doesn't he?
But yeah, our spaceman costume was pretty sick, wasn't it?
It did look pretty cool.
It did, we were like. Oh. It turns out, I think there was another person.
And
in,
I looked surprisingly hot in it, so.
Yeah, you
no,
had
but
a,
actually, it
no,
was,
not,
it
not,
was
not
an,
warm.
There was a big,
I mean,
there was a big bulge.
I mean,
it was.
I look
it,
cool.
It was really hot.
There was a
hot.
Massive bulge.
It, we could feel. It was like wind resistant. It was weird. Like, I could.
Even though there's
it.
No wind in space.
No, it was like.
It was. But, yeah, but on Earth.
No, learn about the costumes on Earth.
Yeah, but they're built to go to space. And,
shut up, you
sense.
Bell.
No, but it's not an actual.
But
costume.
In a sense. My
yeah,
road
yeah,
coat is not
really
an actual
weird.
Coat. You don't see me walking in the middle of the road with my arms out like this. Saying, stop, go this way, come on, they've got to go around me.
Right, anywho. It was actually really hot in them, though, because it was like. We could get no air in, and it was all just sort of like, you know. Alright, yeah. It was all sort of like building up like heat, and it was just like. Like it was just too hot. It got to the point where I was actually undressing in school.
Yeah.
So I had like a t shirt and jeans under it, so alright.
That was impressive.
Yeah.
Stayed in tune as well.
So, yeah.
It's a good one, isn't
it? Yeah. I was impressed.
Awkward!
Awkwardly, Jake sits back to eat some fruity snacks.
Because I don't want to, like...
Crunch
in the camera.
Camera?
Not the camera. Microphone, sorry.
If you didn't hear Jake Brown then, he said he was sorry that he's,
Mormon.
Mormon. And he won't change his views and he
I
won't...
would just like to say I did not say that, for the record.
It's not Guinness World Records. There's no records there.
Awkward!
I think we decided the name of this. podcast here.
Socially awkward.
Awkward turtle.
Oh. Yeah, I thought it was like that.
No, it's awkward tank, you idiot.
Oh, yeah.
Well, why is the awkward turtle got a massive stick coming out of there? Is that it's not the awkward.
It's an excited turtle.
The awkward turtle tank.
It's the awkward excited turtle.
Sorry.
Oh, you may have heard. What's a fancy word for far? Would you
use? Trump.
No.
Yeah, dead fancy.
You have a proper fancy.
Flatulence.
That's it.
A flatulent coming from Wobbs.
Oh, God, that stinks. Smells of jam or something like that. Blackcurrant jam.
God. Oh, God. Ooh. Jake, tell us about your Morrison water or whatever else. Tesco.
No, we can't.
Oh, hang on. Other supermarkets are available.
Yeah. Right.
I can just pay us off.
On the internet. It was like, you know, you get them like demotional posters that you can get, like you see them.
Demotional?
Yeah, they're definitely. Like, they're really emotional. No, I mean demotional. Like, they just make you feel like dead sad about life.
Don't support Mormons. They're but, like, no. The rules.
There's this one where it's like penguins and it's like, and there's one behind them and it's like, the one left out of the pack is going to die or something like that. They say something like that, but anyway, this
that
was.
That was terrible!
Yeah, I know, right? But this one was on it. And it said, you know, water, like that. It was. Oh.
What's this got to do with penguins?
It was. No, but this was one. This was one of the posters,
listen,
right?
Listen.
And there was one of them, and it says, diet water, because the normal water is just too fat. And that got me really wound up, because, like, honestly, we looked, right? And water, even fizzy drink, right, has no fat. So how can water,
trace,
something with less, like, you know, sugar and that in it,
nil,
how can it have more fat than this? So they're just finding more ways to rip people off.
I bet it's like dead expensive as well.
Yeah,
I bet it's for them, like, the models. The models who are trying. The models are like so gullible. They'll buy it thinking they're going to get skinny.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, they'll pay like thousands of pounds for like a year supply.
It got me like dead like frustrated because it's like, no, what are you doing?
They'll be like mugged off because it should be like normal water in a bottle that says diet water.
It's like a sort of water themed thing, I guess, today.
Anyway,
because there's also another one, I think a supermarket have done this. Water was originally priced at 60p. You may have seen this around on social networking sites. And below it was a massive slash through the 60, and it said, now, big letters, right, 59p. What is the point in that? We're in a recession, we need more than this. We need more savings than a p, because we cannot actually use that 1p for anything, because 1p sweets, yeah, I'm at 2p because it's stupid
pence.
VAT. I mean, you can't get 1p sweets anymore. So what are we going to use that 1p towards?
Put it towards when you next buy that bottled water, then you can get a 2p sweet from the two
but
bottles.
But, like,
of water.
It proper wound me up. Like, we need better savings than that. If that is the best you can come up with, then I think you really need to take a good look at your, like,
sales.
Marketing brand.
Yeah, your marketing. It's a bit off.
And it, like, you know. Oh.
Like a specific supermarket.
Right, I think I need to go out because I'm getting wound up again.
Right, calm down.
It's probably gets into it.
Yeah, I do. Right. I do.
A specific supermarket. I'm not going to say which one gives vouchers off to its members. It's got a fancy name. I'm not going to say it because it's copyright. All right, but
it's not really copyright. It's copyright using it.
Right, shut up. My grandma. Well, Nana, because I call her Nana.
Nana Floss.
Grandma.
Even her last name in Floss.
Yeah, okay. That's not name dropping, no one knows that, right? So, my Nana, she got a voucher.
Yeah.
For the post, everyone gets them. Oh, pardon me. And she got this voucher for her favourite bottle of alcoholic beverage.
Vodka?
No.
Gin?
No.
Cherry?
No.
Cherry.
Sherry. Sherry, idiot. Right, and She goes in because she's got the voucher for this drink. It says it's been reduced, right? She walks in, right? She looks at the price of the bottle. The bottle has actually been upped in price so that if she didn't have the voucher, because now she's got the voucher, it was exactly the same amount as if she was buying it beforehand without the voucher, if you get what I mean.
That's actually
really
bad.
Keep the vouchers, basically.
Oh, no, just check the pricing.
Yeah, check the pricing, because they're really, like, shifty with stuff like this. I'm getting round up again. What I like is a sale, right?
It's
a 1p sale. I think that's really good, because you buy something, it's not quite half price, it's been, like, indie, not quite mainstream, with the 50% off or like 2-for-1 offers. It's like the one penny sale where you buy something and you buy another thing for the one penny.
You mean like
so the one penny that you use on the 59 bottle?
Can I please say the name of the company who does that?
We'll give you permission. Yeah,
Holland and Barrett.
Yeah, Holland. But like, you know, I like stuff like that.
Buy one.
Proper savings. No, it's not penny off. You buy the other one for a penny.
Oh, yeah.
It gets rid of your change. Instead of saying,
buy this and you get this one free, or 2 for a quid.
There it's been go. Like indie. It's its own little league. I like stuff like that. I like it because it's like, sort of, you know, it's a good idea. It's good thinking.
Jake, you're just an embarrassment. Can I just add that?
You know what Jake keeps saying is getting wound up?
Yeah.
He doesn't have ADHDs.
I don't.
Just a bit of an idiot.
Well, ain't we all, Tom?
I might have to just take a stroll in a minute. So, yeah, that's just the first little bit. That's like, 10 minutes out of it. All right, yeah. Nice.
Are we still looking at Roku?
Yeah, we're still looking at Roku. Right. Next topic, guys, eh? Next topic. I'm just going to put some... Hang on, pause. But dramatic pause for music, guys. Fail.
Well, Jake, we're actually going to put the computer to play music.
Alright.
That's it.
That bit's going in.
Alright, what if our listeners are like 3 years old and they've now just learned that word, Tom? How do you feel right now?
What?
Taught something.
You've taught...
Well, I mean, they've been sucker on for a few years.
Well, actually, Jake, yeah. I think... If a 3-year-old's learnt how to use a computer, it probably knows what porn is, alright? So,
actually,
rethink your strategies.
She's at school, I'm not going to name who she is. She's caught her 9-year-old brother watching porn. Like, she borrowed her computer, because this one had, broke or something. Too many, probably from watching porn, to be honest. Like, and she looked at history because she thought it was like, oh, go back to your last browsing session. She went, oh, right. And it came up with, like, loads of porn in her face and she screamed. And, like, but now, instead of, like, grassing him up, like, probably most people would do, she's actually taught him how to delete the history from his computer. And, like, where's the fun in that?
Yeah.
You know, it sort of eliminates all process of blackmailing for the future. I'm quite evil, actually.
Also...
Hang on. Can we just... I just want to put in a word that a certain specific someone in the room has been caught on porn by their father. By their father. This one... This one specific person... is a Mormon. And he's now not allowed to use the internet on his phone because he got caught on porn. Jake, what are your viewers?
Hang on.
So how did this occur? How did he find out that he'd been on porn?
Well, he just
walk
looked
on
at
you?
The bill, really, because it was quite high.
What bill?
You get a little e-bill, don't you?
No.
You get a bill for all your stuff.
Yeah, for if you texting, over, calls.
The office is on a crap
contract. I went on my contract and it went over the thing and it cost like 34 quid.
What, the internet?
It went 34 quid over. Like,
well, why do you connect to the internet, you faggot? It doesn't cost.
No, I thought it did, but it might have just kicked me and I was still watching it. I think that's right. It cost like 34 quid and it was like, oh, internet, I'm going to get to the bottom of
the
this
internet on
and
your
then he sort of saw
it's only 3G that costs.
Yeah, I know.
But how does it cost if you've got
a Wi-Fi connection?
Yeah, no, but it might keep you off
3G. It doesn't cost if you're actually on contract where you get megabyte of internet. Like, I've got 1,000 megabytes free internet. And when you use all that, then it'll cost.
Yeah.
Get a better contract, basically.
Yeah. Well, no, it's 15 quid. It's a 15 quid contract, to be honest. It's alright. It gets me through. It gets me through what needs to be done now.
Yeah, but you can't go on the internet anymore.
Yeah, but, like, I can for, like, Facebook and stuff.
Yeah, but you can't actually go on the internet, though, can you?
Yeah, but... Oh, well.
Can I also mention this? I think you two are both in the lesson. In personal finance... It's related.
Oh, it was so funny. I can't believe they did this as well.
Jack, do you want to tell us? Because
they got caught. What?
All right. So, it was our second to last personal finance lesson. We're in a computer room.
Penultimate lesson.
Penultimate lesson, yeah. All right, Jack. We don't need... Tom, we don't need fancy words. Well, I almost called you Josh, though, for some reason.
We wanted a fancy word for fart, so why can't we...
Well, no, you wanted the fancy words to fart.
Right, anyway,
so, a certain film, Ego, Zack and Mary Make a Porno, was on someone's computer. And a specific person, no name dropping Jake or Tom, knew apparently all the sex scenes in the film.
Have been taken out.
So this kid put it on the computer and got it to a specific scene in the film where a jubilant young woman was...
He'd been racked to death!
The whole class at this point is just watching the screen.
And it's so... I'm wearing myself.
The whole class is watching the screen, right? At our school, the teachers can actually watch what you're doing on the screen.
From the computer.
From their computer. So,
she was like, what are you watching? Like, no, she was dead, like...
She came round, and another person stopped the person who had put the film on from turning the film off. So the film was on when the teacher got round.
It was paused, actually. It was paused, and she tried turning it off.
Yeah.
But you won't let her do it.
Yeah.
And honestly, the look of this teacher's face, you might as well have just handed her like a dead baby. Honestly, it was like pure horror. Like, I think at one point, I think she was about to cry at one point, but like,
no, but it was so funny. The funny thing is, though, she went and sat down and was like dead understanding about it. She said, like, it's all right. Everyone watches it.
I was a bit scared.
Yeah. I had this like uncertain face on me. I was just like, whoa, what's she getting at? What's she getting at? What's she doing in her spare time?
I've never laughed so much ever. Because like she was so embarrassed as well, because it was a girl and someone put it on.
Yeah.
And it was on this girl's computer and she was just like... embarrassed to death. Honestly, she will take that secret to her grave. She will not tell. That is not one funny story she will tell her kids about one time she got caught on porn, right? That is not going to happen.
In school.
In school.
By a teacher.
Yeah.
Imagine if head of school walked in.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Hobson.
Dear Baldy.
Dear Baldy.
I think she would have actually got excluded for that, to be honest.
It's a good thing it was a second.
It wasn't her even put it on, was it? It was a boy. She was signing someone's T-shirt, wasn't she?
Yeah.
It was so funny.
That's funny.
When I was trying out, she knew it was on, just started laughing.
Top shot.
Until Miss came and she started, like, face palming. I'll get away from the camera because I don't hear people me chewing.
They didn't hear you say that, so...
Yeah.
Basically, if you didn't hear Jake, then it's being a fat pig and he's eating.
I'm hungry.
Like, me and Jack have restrained ourselves.
Yeah, I've sipped up my bag. I've sealed my bag.
Put the padlock.
My bag of fruity treats. My stickles.
Stickles,
yeah, my stickles.
Oh, whoa, no, we don't have to get an endorsement now. What are you doing? I want money.
YouTube money.
Well, actually.
Southpark. Right. Try get those in YouTube money.
Guys, dramatic pause for music again. Right, okay.
Round of applause for Jake actually keeping his mouth shut that time.
Restraining myself. I was about to start doing the elevator music again, but then Jack sort of looked at me like, gave me this death stare.
So yeah, I got another funny story for you. It's about Harry.
His brother. Well, yeah. Right now.
Yeah, Harry. Peace be to Harry, right? When he was younger, right? We got like a finger puppet, right? It's one of them little finger puppets. You put it on your finger.
Well, obviously.
Right? My brother didn't know this. He was little. Right? So, he goes to my dad. Dad, what's this? And my dad goes, my dad being the comical genius. My dad, being the comical genius that he is, says, you put it on your willy. Right? So, my brother goes upstairs, right? You don't hear anything from him. About 5 hours later, he comes down and goes...
Is it Dad?
He comes down and says, about 5 hours later, and goes, Dad, it doesn't fit. Right?
Do you reckon it was, like, too big for it?
Well, no, it obviously it didn't fit, right?
No, like the finger puppet was too big and it kept falling off.
Right, no.
I'm saying it's not tiny penis. Just...
Right.
Where is?
Also, there's another time, right? When my mum said to my brother because he was being naughty. He said, "You do that again, and I'll rip your head off." Right, and he stopped what he was doing and sat there for about 5 minutes trying to pull his own head off.
Jack, you just like what? That was pretty boring, actually.
I've just ruined the mood. Awkward.
Yeah. Awkward. What about the one?
That's a good one.
That's a good one. Where he said about to leave home and that or whatever it was. Yeah, Jack, leaving home. When Harry said he was going to leave home, and do you remember?
No, I don't. You're going to have to tell the story because I don't remember it.
He said something like, your mum had a go at him or something like that, and then he got his little bag ready and everything.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he said his little blue, clear... He used to have a clear suitcase. It had, like, blue outline, and he packed his teddy in it, and, He was all ready to leave.
Like the whole cartoon, like, you know, thing with a...
And he came downstairs, and my mum was cooking dinner, and she was plating up, and he went, Mum... He was crying his eyes at the time. He goes, Mum, this is my last dinner at this house, isn't it? And my mum just laughed her head off, because she didn't actually mean it, and he was just laughing his head off. Oh, God.
Your brother's an idiot.
Is it kind of like a sentence to death? You get your last meal.
Yeah.
Question. Yeah. To Jake or Jack?
Both me.
Both of you.
It's not the trivia thing.
For your last meal, what would it be? You send
cereal.
Them to death. You're off on the chair. What is it?
Well, it'd have to be, right?
I've got two answers for that.
I've got... Can we have, like, a full course dinner? Am I allowed three courses?
Yeah, yeah. Your last meal.
Right.
Your last meal, you can have whatever.
So, right, so for starters, I'd just go for the good... your face, right?
You're not going to eat his face, are you?
No. Right. I'd go for the good old-fashioned tomato soup. That's a brilliant start with some croutons.
Yeah. Oh,
some croutons.
Yes.
Right. Magnifique.
Right, I'd lap that up and...
Bit of bread, yeah.
I'll take my time with it, because, you know...
This is my last dinner. You get your time in a minute, right?
Right.
So after the soup, they'd bring out this main. The main wouldn't be that fancy, right? I'd have chips, like really nice, like...
Home-cooked chips. Oh.
They're like really nice chips. Or like restaurant chips.
I'd rather have homemade.
Shut up. This is my last dinner, not yours. Right, I'm turning this off.
Yeah, I could do that, yeah.
And turn that off as well. Right. Shut up, Jake. Right, so I'd have, with the chips, I'd have a baguette. Right, and in this baguette, this warmed up baguette, I'd have...
Warm, that's nice.
Pieces of chicken breast. barbecue sauce over top, bacon, cheese, bash it in like a grill, under the grill, have that, and it's like the nicest thing you'll ever taste. It's
really boring.
No, it's just terrible, right? And it tastes absolutely gorgeous, right? And then for dessert, I'd have a chocolate fudge cake, big slab,
oh, nice.
With either with really cold ice cream on top, so you can melt it over.
Nice.
And it just sort of fudge cake heated up. So the chocolate.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, it'd be absolutely delicious.
Ah, that's nice.
And also, while I was for a drink.
Oh.
Would you die with a regular, like a cup of Joe? Like you have like a beer or something like that during the
meal,
then you have a cheese and biscuits, a cup of Joe. Like.
Maybe I wouldn't have a drink for the starter because I'll be drinking the tomato soup.
Oh yeah.
For the meal, I'd have a pinot shampoo, some wine. I don't actually like wine, but I just have it just for the sake of.
Just go out.
Yeah,
go out
in fancy. Yeah. It'd have to be. Or maybe. A very expensive bottle of champs, right? And then for dessert, I'd have like a hot chocolate or a chocolate milkshake.
Mm-hmm. Right, so am I going?
And to tip it all off, before I died, I'd go to the bathroom, have a massive shit, pay me respects to God, just so I get into heaven at the last minute. And
I thought you're an atheist. You don't believe in God.
About to die. Pray. Like.
You just pray, don't you?
Just in case.
Yeah, just in
as
case.
As a precautionary.
I think that's what John Lennon said. He said, I'm only believing in Christianity because.
Oh, Beatles again.
Because he wanted something to believe in, and he wanted to. If there was a heaven, he wanted to get into it.
Okay, Jack. Right, okay, go. Yeah.
That was a wrong answer, Jack.
There's no wrong answer.
Well, in this case, there is,
not
right?
In this case.
Because what I would have is cereal. Because as long as you keep adding milk, you know, technically you're still eating it, aren't you?
Yeah, but what about when your milk runs out and your cereal runs out?
Time to get to the shop and get some more.
It's your last meal, you haven't got it forever.
Plus, you're going to get full.
Alright, okay.
No, that's it. You don't get a second choice.
I don't get a second choice.
Yeah, so you're not having a three-course meal. You're having cereal. So what cereal are you having?
Right.
There's a massive jug of milk. About.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got to fill your cereal bowl. Like,
I think it'll depend what mood I'm in on the day.
So you're in a very somber mood. You're going to die. Are you going to pick a boring bran flake?
No, I'm not going to pick out like that. What I'm going to have is
like some pop tarts, a pot of maybe side of pancakes.
I'd have pancakes and stuff with it, but I'd just focus on the cereal because as long as you're adding milk to it, it'll be alright.
Cereal's like, shit though, isn't
the
it?
The cereal out of that, it depends. Because it depends whether I'm in like a chocolatey mood or just like a normal mood. You know what I mean? Like,
no.
I'd have like chocolatey mood, I'd have like Wheatos or something like that. But like if like the other mood, like I'd have like what is it, golden nuggets.
Other cereals are
available.
Buy those.
So yeah, but like I'd have like other stuff with like pancakes. I'd have like a stack of pancakes with like the butter on top and like gold like syrup or maple syrup. Mm. And like pop tarts, yeah.
So you could have breakfast for a meal.
Yeah.
Hey, breakfast is the most important meal of the day.
Well, why don't I eat it?
Well, actually, if I was going to have any breakfast for the last meal, it'd have to be a fry up, full English.
I think so. It's the traditional.
It's the traditional, not just some cereal.
I don't like eggs, so.
Well,
fried eggs the best part.
I don't like the oak.
First of all, it's yolk.
Yolk.
The yolk. Second of all. The way I eat, the way I eat, cut around the yolk, eat all the white stuff, and then you put the yolk in your mouth, and it all explodes.
Oh no! I see my brother do it. What he does is he goes and he sucks it up, and it all goes into his mouth. I poke a little bit.
Get it off.
He does it because it's just disgusting.
Get it off and go. My last meal? Oh, thanks for asking.
Yeah, oh, yeah, what was your last meal?
Okay,
Mastly.
I've got two.
Yeah, what's your mast leal, Tom?
I've got two choices for this, because, you know.
Well, you only get one, so.
No, it's two ideas, yeah. First of all, you're allergic to peanuts, have some peanuts, die there. don't you're allergic, just get a life supply of peanuts, you'll die. They don't get the satisfaction of killing you.
Well, you don't need to go to extremist lengths. You could just buy some like rat poison or something. It's very specific. What if you're not allergic to peanuts?
Then you get something you are allergic to. Like maybe
I'm not allergic to anything.
But this is your last meal, Tom.
Don't worry, I've got a second option.
Alright, okay. Is this the right one?
This is.
You're going to try and kill yourself off even more, right?
I guess you could kind of kill yourself this way.
You're going to eat yourself to death, aren't you?
An all-you-can-eat buffet. And all you can eat, it just doesn't stop. You go forever. Until you explode.
Just sort of like, give it an hour every now and then.
Die
of a
heart attack. Just die.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe you could just not eat anything, die of starvation.
Or you could drown, like, just go for a bath beforehand.
I don't think they'll let you do that.
No, go for a bath.
It's getting
don't
a bit
dry
now.
Yourself off. Get in the chair. Like, they don't even have to sponge you down. They just straight up like...
Just walk around everywhere.
No, they don't
naked.
Do that. Yeah. They don't use the chair anymore. It's death by lethal injection. No.
Yeah, it's euthanasia.
I never said...
No, well, not quite.
That's what it's called, idiot.
Medical ethics, Jake.
Alright, sorry. So, yeah. That's a very jolly subject, okay. I've got to be honest.
Yeah.
Thanks, Tom.
If you're allergic to peanuts, just eat loads and loads of peanuts. That way, they don't get the satisfaction of killing you. Oh, God, bloody brilliant.
I pretty much nearly died when he said that.
It went into some sort of spasm.
Well, yeah. What are you doing? Right, yeah, anyway. Right, Tommy, you try to give that bottle, like, a fellatio. You try to, like, shove it all in your mouth, like, deep throat it.
Can you get the bottom in your mouth?
Full? No.
You've not even tried.
Can you?
I don't know. Oh, no. You can do that.
No, I can't get it proper in, because my teeth...
You can do it, look.
Ow! My jaw hurts.
That is Jake Brown trying to shove a bottle in his mouth.
Yeah. It's upset me because mine's empty.
Yeah.
Because I'm thirsty. It's not because I'm thirsty. It's
a thirsty
fucker. When I take a first gulp, it's quite satisfying feeling it go down your throat. Mm. So you drink again. It's quite weird.
Like, have you ever had it where your like, throat's dead dry and you take a drink and you can feel it all going down your throat? It's just like, ah!
That's the sensation
you
get.
That's what the liquid
all
usually
the time.
Does.
But like,
do you feel that way with food as well?
No,
it's just.
All the way. Because usually you can't feel it down
there.
It's because his body's that hot that usually. The liquid just gets evaporated, may flow.
Yeah, but no. Or like when you're dead hot and you can feel it all go because it's like cool.
I think that's what happens to my brain.
That is actually ace. I love that feeling. I genuinely do. It's like.
Oh, it's the hour.
Oh.
It's 9 o'clock. The end, it's just 9 o'clock.
Jake Brown, you got an hour.
An hour before.
Right. See, Jake, if you weren't going to church. You'd be able to stay.
And
you're having a choice.
I know.
Does it matter if you miss
it's
one?
Not like you're abiding.
I'm going to get one.
You're not abiding by the rules of a moment
go.
As it is.
You're
holding a fizzy caffeine drink in your hand.
Yeah, but like... It's alright.
Yeah, but come on, Jake. You can still believe in God in your own way.
Yeah.
You have to go to church.
Yeah, but like...
It's not even a Sunday.
Yeah.
Wait for tomorrow, mate.
Yeah, that's what I am doing, but...
What time do you go to church?
Like, early, like, I don't know, 10, I think.
Can me and Tom come
I've never been to an actual church. Actually, no. I have actually, because I used to be in a choir.
You're just like, hey, you take the mic all the way through.
I used to.
Hello, how'd you play on my iPod if you get bored?
Did they let you do that?
Only if they don't notice, yeah.
Which means me and Tom would be sat at the back just playing.
Yeah. I'm trying to, like, bite my bottle.
I used to be in a choir. Singing. Yeah, I used to go. It wasn't that long ago.
You do have that general, like, choir boy look about you, Tom.
And you've got a really posh voice as well.
Posh.
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 Yeah, but Jake, you're older than 14 now, right? So it's your own choice at the end of the day. It's not as if your mum and dad are going to get, like, schizophrenic on you, either, is it?
But, like, I just think...
Your brother's, like, religious, have
I? It's my choice, Jack, right?
Oh. I'm not saying it's not.
They'd be, like, trying to persuade
me. He just said it was your choice. He just said you're 14. It's your choice now.
Yeah, I'm not, yes. I may be trying to persuade you, but that doesn't. I'm not. All because it's your own choice doesn't mean I'm allowed to say things that will persuade you.
Alright, can we get on to another topic?
Okay.
Think about how many birthdays you've missed of mine that I've invited you to because you've gone to church. One. Loads, loads. One. It's been loads. There's like thousands of bowling parties.
You've lived for thousands of years.
Yes, obviously. One. It's not one.
There's only one, like. I think it was like a swimming party. Who was it invited me to a swimming party? I think it was Josh Gosling.
I don't think it was me because I can't
did
swim.
Did you go?
No.
I can't swim, so.
Okay.
It's not me.
Yeah, you can't.
We're allowed to name drop that kid, but.
Because he's a bit of a dick.
I despise him so much.
I hit him right in the face. Honestly, it felt just so satisfying.
Yeah, Jake Brown's a bit of an aggro. Hang on! What is it? Jake, why are you going to church, mate? What is the actual point of you going into church?
Well, no, I'm allowed.
You're violent.
It says in, like,
you're not
going
to
get says in the Bible, Bible. You're not allowed to hit anyone but Josh Gosling.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
If it's in Psalms.
Yeah, but Jake, you're going to get to a point tonight where you're going to get so happy with us, and your mum's going to turn up, and you're going to, like,
oh, shit.
Our Sal's going to turn up, and you're just going to be like, shit. Brilliant. Right? My boys are here, laughing their heads off, and you're going to be sat in church listening to someone like gay fucker who fiddles children up front.
No, that's a bit too far.
Jesus,
to be honest.
Jack, that's a dark side of your
face. That is a bit dark, actually.
It was a joke.
Right, hang on.
It was a joke. Quite a lot
I
of
I get this, right? What it says on this, because, like, they're both the exact same. Like,
it's
I don't
the
get
volumes.
What's the point of having two?
It's the volumes. Oh, no, it's because they're both coming out of both speakers, so it's left and right.
Oh, right.
Right.
Any, that was just about the sound thing. You know where
yeah.
it goes, like,
you
up
you
and
don't,
down. And
you
all
don't
that.
Need to worry about that, because.
Yeah, so yeah.
I didn't actually mean it, by the way.
Dramatic change in subject, quick. Like, really, really quick. Like, it was a bit nasty, that, to be honest, safety.
But come on, Jack.
No more now, Jack. It's a changing subject.
Any money, when you're older, you stop being religious.
Right, Jack.
I'm going to keep in touch with you. And I'm going to wait until you're not religious, and then we can laugh at you.
All right then.
Because you're basically not religious now. You just believe in God.
Well, yeah, that but then religious.
It doesn't really, does it?
Yeah, it does.
Because there's agnostics who believe that it can be true, but also a bit sway toward the science theory.
Well, no, but I don't sway towards it. Why you got Warwick Davis on the screen? Hello, I'm Warwick Davis.
I thought I'd just change the topic. It worked. Did it work?
I like Warwick Davis. He's a nice guy. Well, he seems like a nice guy, isn't he? On Idiot Abroad. He seems like Carl seemed like a bit of a dick at times, though, to be honest. Like,
he's stressed out.
When he was setting people up to, like, stare at him, I thought, that's a bit of an odd
that was a bit horrible, wasn't it?
Funny, so that's all I care about.
but I'd do that to Jake.
I would.
Set people up to stare
we'll set it up, yeah. Sky One, us two, and him, we'll send him off to China.
Yeah,
maybe eat a fetus.
Maybe this podcast will make us famous. We'll do this, like, every week.
Yeah.
I'll get you guys to come
on. We'll get it as popular as XFM, which isn't very popular. Oh. They even say it like they're like saying we don't even know why we do this. We don't do it for the money, right? Because there's no one watching it.
There isn't, is there?
There isn't. 400 people.
Oh, well, screen's gone off. Ah, oh, it's back on. It's all right, we didn't lose you. Right, it's gone 45 minutes. This 45 minutes of just us rambling.
Well, actually, it's been quite fun.
It's been all right, yeah.
We've still got topics to talk about, Jake. You've mentioned this topic on an early date, but Tom, if spiders could talk, do you think we'd be more scared of them or not?
Because, like, it's not just one random spider that comes out and says, right, yeah. Yeah, it's sort of like, they've always been able to talk. And also, I was thinking about this, like, what if all, like, animals could talk? Would there be like less extinction?
Well, is this like it's been like it forever, is it like a revolution?
No.
Scientists are just talking cows moo. Yeah.
Apparently, studies have shown that cows actually moo in their own accents. So, like a Birmingham cow would be like "ech moo."
What would a Liverpool cow sound like, Jake?
That's about the same thing, isn't it? Birmingham, it's like the same.
It'd be like that.
Moo.
Eh, moo. Heavily Scouse cow.
How about a Scottish cow, Jake?
Tongue crack window, mate.
Moo.
Fucking hell.
Oh, well, like, you know, if you lost, you could just, like, find the nearest cow, pull its tail and see what accent it comes
from. Right, hang on, so go back to the spider. Would you be more scared of it if it was talking?
If they've been talking for years.
Even if it's a new revolution, like, and you found out about it on the news, and then you finally found one, would you be scared of it, or would you be eager to, like...
I'd be eager, like...
Talk to it, wouldn't you?
You're alone, in your apartment, sitting there.
Apartment.
You're a bit bored of watching TV.
You see,
a spider crops out the corner. You know, usually like, oh,
alright,
I'll leave it. Yeah, up the Uber.
Or like put it in a glass and just sort of set it free, just nice.
Or I could kill it.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Well, I don't really. Sometimes they get it in a piece.
Depending
on how
big.
Throw it out the window. Oh yeah.
If it's
a massive.
No, yeah. I just get my mum. Mum. Sort of break
you
down.
You should hear my sister when she sees a spider. Jesus Christ. Oh my God. She screams louder than anything I've ever heard. My house alarm, I've heard that going on. I'm pretty sure she screams louder than that. And the house alarm can be heard miles around so that other people get
alerted.
Yeah,
you're like being
in
Japan and like his house alarm is off and Japanese be like, well, what's that? I can hear like a slight like sort of siren. It's like not that,
and then you are a sister, like...
Yeah, scream.
It's like the earthquake.
It quakes the very earth that we stand on.
I think it would be a pleasant gratitude. Is that in the right context?
Like, it'd be good.
It'd be nice. Someone to talk to. Everyone's got a mate. Like,
yeah, it'd be like they'd always come down and see you. Maybe
would spiders like have their own unique personalities? Would they be like?
Well, obviously.
Proper, like, would you get the odd like dick spider who's just like, oh, what are you doing here, mate? This is my house. Where are you going? And you're just like, he's like, whoa, why?
Hang on. Please do that voice again.
No, it'll just like come down like, oi mate, you're setting my spot. No, it's like,
and then would you get the old like weird like pedo farmer on? Get in my car.
Like, no, it would be
get
like
in my barn.
I reckon it would like depend on like where it is, like
yeah.
You get the accent.
A Texas spider, Jake. Go on.
Texas. Like, where are they? What you doing up on that horse? You know?
Well,
like,
that was shit.
Killed it.
But like, you know, you have to get the odd like spider you just want to hit and you can find
it
quite
would
easy.
Do it.
Like,
the tiny.
But you get the odd like nice spider who's like
give
it
like,
sort of starts to come down on your head and you're like, whoa, can you not do that? And I'll be like, oh, I'm sorry.
So
I'll climb back up, like sort of scurry away, and I'll be like, oh, cheers, mate.
It'd shit itself.
You're pretty sound.
It'd see me and it'd shit himself.
You're a pretty sound spider. I think there'd be less extinction because they're like.
They'd be like, oh, Alphas, come on, Alphas, this ice is going.
Spiders. No, hunters will be killing people because they'd just be like.
Well, we still need fur and medicine.
I know, but they're.
Just because they talk.
But you'd have to, like, feel sorry for them more because they can talk.
But, like. Well, you bloody get these. Pakistan people brutally murdering people in the middle of, like, the streets in Britain.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we can talk. There's no. Really. They don't feel very sympathetic.
Alright, right, anyway.
Get Tom off the racist comments.
Yeah. I'm not racist, I just.
Have his own agenda.
My granddad is unbelievably racist.
So is mine.
Everyone.
My dad is.
Back in the war days. Racist religious person.
I think my dad, he tends to have his moments. It's just like, ooh, dad, should really be saying that.
Whoa!
But, like, I'd be thinking.
Is your dad really religious?
I was getting back onto the topic, right? Because, like, you know the adverts where it's like, oh, sponsor a dog today and all that, right? Like, Dogs Trust and that. They'd be like, instead of someone, like, speaking for the dog, they're just, like, sat on a chair, like, oh, can you help me? I was abandoned by my elders. And, like, you know.
Ricky Gervais, like, can you help me? If we were talking about that, it'd be just hilarious. No one would feel sorry for it. Did you just laugh at it, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It's like the dolphin. He does the dolphin voice, hasn't he? On one of the new episodes of Family Guy, Ricky Gervais.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a really good episode, when he's that dolphin. Billy Finn.
Yes, yeah, Billy Finn. I remember, yeah.
He gets in that Mercedes.
Also, Ricky Gervais was on a Simpsons episode, playing himself.
Yeah. No, but he also played another guy who, like, fancied Marge.
But he looked nothing like him, actually, as Simpsons character.
Yeah. Eddie Izzard was on it, playing the Queen and the,
Speaking of Eddie Izzard, he's actually doing his marathon again, isn't
he? Yeah, but, like, I've seen the advert for it.
It's in 26 days this time. He did it in 52 days last time.
But, like, no, what I'm worried about, because on the advert, it's like, he had kidney problems while he was on it. Like, his pee was, like, black.
His feet are disgusting as well. Proper blistered on his nails.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, I reckon he might not be able to do this, because, like, the African terrain, it's really, like, brutal, isn't it? Like,
well, he's doing it in Africa.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's doing it in Africa, is he?
It's a late comic relief appeal thing.
It's not comic relief.
Yeah, I know, but is it
actually in Africa?
I think he did it for sport relief.
It's for Nelson Mandela, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it is.
But, like, you know, I think that it's good, but, like, I'm a bit concerned for his health and that, because, like, you know, he's done this. He nearly died. Yeah, in the last one, didn't he? He was, like, really in trouble.
And now he's doing it in half the amount of time.
Oh, it's going to be, like.
Dead,
yeah. He might not be able to do it because of the kidney thing, because you saw the doctor, he's like, one of his kidneys is, like, acting up.
Dead.
There's also another bloke doing something, it's not similar at all, but it's definitely challenging. There's this weird island, it's just like a bunch of rocks in the middle of the ocean, and he's got, like, a little pod, and his challenge is to stay in that pod and on the island for about 50-some days without any entertainment, no one at all. So, and it's torrent, horrible weather out there as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's quite weird.
So you got the pod. It's like Survival Island.
It's for the world record. Minecraft. But literally, it's just a bunch of rocks about as wide as this room, which is about three meters.
But, like, has he got a phone so you can go, no, I can't take this, like, I obviously. Need to get off it now. Oh, will there be no reception?
I don't think he'll crack. He's done it before, but I think he's going for a longer period.
Right, you know what? My dad brought up an interesting comment. You know that guy who jumped from the stratosphere?
Yeah.
After he's done that, what is he going to do next?
Yeah.
Because after you've jumped from the stratosphere, he's going to be like, right, what do I do now?
Nothing. Retire happily.
Like, everything, like skydiving, you know, stuff like that, you're always going to compare it to that moment and you go, hey, that's good.
Mm.
Even though I nearly died when I was spinning out of control and my visor was fogging up.
I couldn't say a thing. Yeah, I think he got, like, knocked out for a little bit, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. So.
But it's got
me. His name
was
Felix, wasn't it?
Felix.
Some Austrian.
What was he
like? The second bloke to do it. Was it the same person?
No, the person who did it first trained him to do it.
And he went up in a massive hot air balloon or a helium balloon. Or something.
Then yeah, he was in like a capsule. The first guy. The first guy.
Yeah, and then he jumped out of space and just like.
But you know, what do you do after that? Because like after you've done that, there's nothing to do, is there? Because you've done it.
Well, visit planets further away. That's pretty badass.
Yeah, but I don't think the technology is going to be made in his time.
Well, imagine that. We'll be like visiting planets and that in the future. Just like. Oh, you should be like, oh, Mum, I'm off out. Oh, where are you going? Oh, I'm
stuck to
Jupiter. Yeah, Neptune, mate. Neptune. See you a bit.
Although we can't inhabit Neptune or Jupiter because they're just gas planets.
Well, no, but we'd wear suits.
It would
be. It's in the future and they've become available, right? They've become available for everyday use and purchase, right? It's like you do it with your weekly shopping. It's like one
of them. I mean, like, you've got a shopping suit down, like.
Yeah, it's like clothes shopping. You buy new clothes.
But
you know,
would there be, like, a big planet shop? The whole planet was just a shop, and everyone went there.
Yeah, that'd be ace.
I mean,
if, like, it would be made to hover as well, like me.
It'd be really busy, but then again, it'd be really big.
Because, like.
Or maybe it would just be a massive shopping centre, like
floating in space, like, just sort of.
Other shopping centres are available.
But, like, you know, I think that would be ace to, like, do that. Do you know what I mean? Like, just to fly to, I don't know, Mars. Just, like, as a family outing for a bit.
I think I'd definitely want to visit Mars. Yeah. The most.
Because, like, they found bacteria on it, so it proves that bacteria, life was previously water. On it. And, like, there was, like, water springs and stuff there. So, like, you know.
I do believe in life on other planets.
Do you?
I can't remember what I was talking about, really, maybe it was in a video I've done, probably not. But I was thinking about it the other day. I was thinking, if it happened to us, like, two bloody rocks at each other, we've got trees, animals, grass, oh, this is bloody recording, like, it's all developed. Surely they can make little aliens, as we call them, on other planets which have been there before us, am I correct?
Yeah, like.
Are you just like trying to think of something like Jurassic Park style?
No,
you get the mosquito, you take out the dinosaur DNA.
No, it makes sense. If two planets hit each other and they make trees and
it can't happen.
Oh, it can't.
If two planets hit each other and they can make trees and like humans, surely they can do it.
There's a film. No, there's a film where that happens. Like a meteor crashes, and it's got loads of like life forms.
Is it called? The Creation of Earth.
No, it's not.
The Big Bang Theory. What?
No, it's not.
Happened.
It's shut up.
You wouldn't know, Jake.
It's called like. You know. It's got a smiley on the cover. It's got a smiley face in it with like three eyes.
Hitman.
No.
On the first day, there was just nothing.
And then God created light. Boom.
No, and then two rocks hit each other.
No.
Science, Jake.
He made light, just like that.
He's boom. Got in it. He can do
then
anything.
He did a thunderclap and boom.
Yeah, but if he could do anything. Maybe he could get rid of the famine in Africa.
No,
yeah.
But it's like to challenge people's faiths, because like he's gonna, like you know.
Hang on. Africa is like one of the most Catholic countries in the world. It's like one of the most religious like countries
it's
in the world.
It's to constantly test their faith to see whether you know how strong it is. Like.
Yeah, and then you get placed over here where like. I think most people now don't actually believe in religion anymore because
secular society.
Science basically is overriding it and becoming more evidence for like evolution because God's theory.
Oh yeah, Jack. I've got one question. What is the missing link?
What missing link?
There's a missing link to like.
Where's you know, your
to
proof?
Evolution.
The Bible.
Yeah.
Where's your proof to say someone actually? What happened
exactly.
in the Bible?
Exactly, that's the whole point
correct.
Of faith in that. You just got to believe it.
I don't believe it. I think it's
Jake,
all about
Jake, at the end of the day, the Bible could have been written
by anybody. It could have been written by
Roald Dahl could have made the Bible, and then he said, guys, believe in God, he's a cool guy.
Even though it was around, like, before Roald Dahl was even born.
Yeah, we'll just make an example.
It could have been, like, the invention of line. Have you seen that film?
Yeah.
Space? Could have been like that. Just writes on some pizza boxes, like, 10 Commandments or whatever. Yeah. Or, like, here we go, pizza boxes. There's, I've just made religion.
Well, no, like, you know, that's the whole point. You just believe
bullshit.
In it.
Yeah, but you're not believing in anything, but... a few pages.
I've got nothing.
And a story. It could be like Chinese Whispers. Maybe it was just about like some weird guy who thought he was the creator of the universe, and then suddenly this guy has died, long gone, and now the story's escalated, and now he's like a massive...
Did you know that Kim Jong-il and Kim Jong-un have actually published a book where they believe that they've actually created the Earth and stuff like that?
Yeah.
That actually happened. It's like, what? Like,
you see, that... Close the window.
Yeah.
That is evidence that anyone could make a story about the creation of...
Right, actually, if you go on, like, Google or whatever, right, if you go on one of them, like, you'll actually see a picture... You can type in a picture of North Korea and South Korea at night. Because, you know, South Korea will be all lit up and they're, like, all, like, nice and bright and that. And there's North Korea... Because they've got a curfew, haven't they? It's just completely dark. There's, like, absolutely nothing, like, no light at all there. It's really weird.
It is a strange country.
It is. It is a bit of a weird... I'm sorry if we're... Actually, no. Because no one...
Well, no.
No one there will be able to listen to this.
What weird country did we get watching one of your videos?
Like Kazakhstan.
Yeah, something like that.
Kazakhstan.
So it just proves that anyone could be watching.
Anyone could be watching this.
You got fluent English, I must assume.
Right?
Yeah.
English-speaking
Koreans out there.
Togo Land or what?
Togoland.
Togoland. Shout out, if you're listening. Shout out, there you go. To my boys.
Are they German?
Down in the... Congo. Yeah, mate. So it's a place, isn't it? The Congo. It's like a place, and like Vietnam, shout out. I'm just gonna list all the countries until someone thinks of a topic.
What if we have some elderlies who have suffered horrible, scarred memories of Vietnam, and they've reminded them,
like, you were there,
just
man.
Probably killed someone.
You weren't there. You don't know.
Back in my day, back in Nam.
What time is it?
It's Jake's curfew.
It's 22, 25.
It's half nine, actually.
It's 22 minutes.
Actually, I'm gonna.
Can you not read?
One sec.
Just say I'm sleeping at Jack's. No, screw church. I'm sure you've missed church at least once in your life.
Yeah, when I've been ill.
Oh, when you've been like on holiday or something.
Right, where's my?
Or do you not go on holiday?
Where's he gonna sleep?
Yeah, I go on holiday.
Mm. Where's he gonna sleep?
Anywhere.
Everywhere.
Anywhere but everywhere.
There we go. A stay a bit longer text has been sent. So right, yeah, like
a bit longer's not sleeping over.
Yeah.
But like, you know,
why can't I just bomb?
I slept over last night. Now I'd feel like a bit, I don't know, I'm taking advantage
of Jack's tail.
Because I've stayed two nights.
Jack's a very welcoming person.
Yeah.
Maybe another time. Guess what I've been doing today? Because my cousin, right, I'm not going to name his name, right, he's in the year below.
He said Jet.
It might be, I don't know, his name might be Jason.
Jason?
I can't think of any other name.
Joe.
Jake, my name.
Or Jack. He's sat right here. Yeah.
But like, you know, when you think about it, what I've been doing is, I get so much of a laugh doing this, right, I go, right, yeah. Blank. Blank is his name. Right, he'll be referred to. Blank. Not next week, but a week after. Yeah. Do you want to do something? Oh, no way. You're at school. I've been doing that all day to people, like my little sister. It's so funny. Because they get proper, like, wound up about it. Like, and I just start laughing at them. Yeah, just try it.
Try do something similar? Like, on the way home, 2 days before school, shouting in the air night. 2 years! You got 2 years! I've got 2 days! Yeah, I've got less days than you have years.
Yeah, it feels good to gloat.
I'm gonna miss it. I'm not really gonna miss the school, but I'm gonna miss some people there.
Yeah, but like, I'm still trying to keep in touch with people. Like, you know, I've made plans on Wednesday to go see some people who are gonna go out to a place and tie it up.
You're not gonna have a party.
I'm a party animal.
Jake's going clubbing.
Yeah.
Although, he doesn't drink.
He's not allowed to drink alcoholic beverages.
I'm going to put my name.
He's not like party pooper who just goes to a party. Everyone's there drinking. You're sat there like...
I still have fun in that.
Quite awkwardly with a can of Coke just stood in the corner.
No, I just have fun. I'm still party.
That's a bit me. And don't really like drinking.
When I'm drunk. Oh.
Right, Jack, is this charger like one of them Chinese finger traps where once you get it in, you can't get out? Go, I mean, the plug.
The key is, everyone knows it. Wiggle it side to side.
Hang on, are you not allowed to stay then?
No, I'm just putting it in because I don't forget it.
He hasn't even asked.
He has.
No, he said it's about to stay a bit longer. And now after that, she does say yes. And then says, actually, can I stay the whole night? It's kind of like,
yeah.
I apologise for Jake's ruffling.
Well, I'm not going to start eating them, because, like, I can't eat them during this, otherwise...
Well, don't worry, mate.
People just hear me munching on potato snacks.
In a second.
So, yeah, that's...
Well, I think that's a wrap for the... for the podcast today, guys.
It was a very interesting podcast.
Yeah. It's been an hour and six minutes.
Now. Well, minus the we usually do a bit of intro work.
Yeah. Well, I want to say peace out.
Peace out from the crew.
This podcast was brought to you by the Christian Church of Jake Brown. And
not quite. I've endorsed it.
We'll see you again in a week, hopefully.
Yeah, we're going to make this a regular thing. Yeah.
We've got time around us now.
Yeah, we've got time, yeah. No school in that.
For now.
Right.
Well, I'm getting a job, so.
Alright,
I'll save it up for the next podcast, so.
Yeah, okay.
Alright.
Bye.
Peace out.
Peace out.